It seems like the last couple of days we've been talking about eyes. Of course, yesterday we had a chat regarding the possibility that conditions such as ADHD in kids might be helped, if not taken away, by a simple eye test and the possibility that the kids need glasses. And we're talking this morning also about the possibility of sunglasses becoming mandatory in schools. We're trying to look after the kids' eyesight. Great to have ophthalmologist Dr. Chanel Sharma. Chanel, good morning. I know that many things have changed over the years. When I was at school, we would just go out in the playground in the blazing sun and we didn't have to wear a hat. That's all turned around. And now we've got the possibility that kids will be wearing glasses. What are the causes of the increase in UV light damage for our kids?
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for having me. That's a great question. I have definitely seen an increased number of children and adults presenting to my practices in Sydney with UV damage to their eyes, particularly over this recent summer. This increased incidence might be associated with this gradual increase in the UV index and associated UV radiation that we're experiencing. We're also sitting under an ozone hole, a hole in our ozone layer. The increased incidence of UV damage is frightening. In a study that I was involved with as an investigator back 10 years ago, we used a technique called UV fluorescence photography, which is a well-established technique to pick early damage to the skin. And we did it here in Sydney. It was published in the prestigious American Journal of Ophthalmology. Mm-hmm. And we found that children under 8 had no sign of damage to their eye. However, by the time they reached between 9 and 11, 1 in 3 children had damage, and even more frightening, between the age of 12 and 15, 4 out of 5 children had damage.
So what are some of the signs that people should look out for if they're worried about damage? And then there are obviously, depending on which side of the fence you sit on, Chanel, there'd be people saying it is the hole in the ozone layer, things are changing, but if the facts are there, the facts are there. What can I or what can parents look out for with their kids?
So early on, you look for signs of redness, soreness, discomfort, pain in the eyes, particularly the white part of the eyes, and that's usually when they're having acute episodes. So in the summer period, that's the sort of thing that patients are presenting to my office with. However, with ongoing chronic exposure, the vessels on the white part of the eye become dilated. You know, when you see people and they look like they've had something too much to drink.
Yeah, and their eyes, night or something like that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And they're red and the tissue becomes thickened. And if you let that tissue continue to get exposure to UV light, it progresses and grows over the cornea. You can get cancers on that area. And then eventually it starts to block the vision. And these things are called pterygiums or pinguecules or cancers on the eye.
I would imagine it's just it's a horrible thing to say, but it's the cost of doing business in a modern world, and if we can take precautions. What about the thoughts and the push for mandatory sunglasses in schools, likely to reduce the damage? What are the thoughts on that? Is it just a good preventative strategy when it comes to the sun safe message?
Look, there are several components to that. Number one is if we can prevent those children who are under 8 from getting damage to their eyes, that's the first aim. Those children who already have established damage, we want to stop it from progressing. And we frequently tell patients when we're operating on them that they should wear sunglasses to delay having surgery or to prevent it recurring. So we know that properly protective sunglasses, and that's the key, not all sunglasses are the same. And if you look at the evidence from the Armed Centre for Health Promotion and Preventative Medicine, they've actually made a clear statement that use of a simple assumption that all sunglasses greatly filter UV light might be erroneous. Mm. You want sunglasses like the Royal Australian New Zealand College of Ophthalmologists have outlined to have key components: the wraparound design, the polarisation, the back surface coating and good quality lenses, all in what's in OptoShield technology.
Well, whatever it takes to keep our kids' eyesight safe is a great thing. Chanel, thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a lovely day.